The Spirit.
Get your patio, pool, or porch ready for 4th of July entertaining with new outdoor furniture during the Craft Stove Store and Patio 4th of July sale. We have a huge selection now in stock and ready for immediate delivery, and all at special 4th of July sale prices. Shop and save today for America's best outdoor furniture and be ready for the 4th of July entertaining at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
Shop Lowe's July 4th savings all week for great deals to keep your lawn and patio looking sharp. Conquer it all with a Cobalt 40-volt max lithium-ion cordless trimmer or blower. Now only $129 each, including a versatile battery system that powers over 10 tools. Then add some style to your outdoors with up to 40% off select patio and outdoor decor. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/9. See store for details.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. Will and Wahalem come right to you. You can get in behind Will if you want. 654-7627. Before I do that, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Listen, Turner's a special place. Privately owned. It's not a chain. Mark Turner and his staff just do an incredible job. The hottest thing in jewelry is Pandora. Turner's has a store within the store, exclusive to Pandora. It is run by two corporally trained Pandora ladies who know the whole line inside and out. They'd be glad to help you with any of your Pandora needs. If it's diamonds you're interested in, Mark stocks more diamonds than any other jewelry store in the upstate of South Carolina. It's not remotely close. And when I say stocks, that's exactly what I mean. I mean, if it's time to pop the question, you're looking for a diamond solitaire, you need to go see Mark. He can show you all the diamonds you want to see right this second. Every size, every price range, he has something for you. So go see Mark. If you're looking, again, Turner's has answers to everything. I mean, if you're looking for watches, if you're a man, you want a manly watch, you can't find one. You'll find them at Turner's Jewelers. I promise you. I bought my watch at Turner's Jewelers. Gemstones, pearls, whatever it is you're interested in. And they can design anything that you can dream up in-house. They can bring it to life with 3D CAD technology right before your eyes. You can, if you can draw it on a napkin, they can bring it to life. And you can keep tinkering with it until it's perfect. And from that point, it takes them 8 to 11 days to make it. Turner's is an amazing place. Go see them today. Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. You will thank me later. Let me get to Will in Walhalla. Will, how are you?
Fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for getting in.
There were a couple of points that I wanted to make. I tend to look at things from a long-term perspective. And, of course, the 2018 Clemson-South Carolina game, if you look at that, if Clemson wins it, that'll mean that for 5 decades, South Carolina has not won a decade series against Clemson. Clemson won the decade series in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. And I know South Carolina started out winning 4 games in a row this decade, but this will be the 5th one in a row. And, of course, South Carolina would only be able to tie the decade. I know South Carolina fans made a lot about winning 5 years in a row in the series, but they really didn't do anything after that or follow up with it. And if Clemson wins it in 2018, South Carolina will not have won a decade series against Clemson since the 1960s. What's your thoughts in regards to that?
Oh, first of all, I hadn't even considered that. So I think it's a really interesting point that you bring up. And yeah, well, I mean, what you're laying out is a continued record of dominance over the decades. And when you're framing it in that regard, it looks like South Carolina blew their opportunity.
Yes, sir. And of course they didn't do much with the 5 years in a row that they won. And of course the decade of the 2010s has been something where Clemson has done a great deal with that, because I certainly think they're going to win 10 games again this year. That would be 8 consecutive years where they've won 10 or more games. And South Carolina has only won 9 games 7 times in its history. So I don't know if much has been made or noticed about that. And you're talking about the Heismans. To me, the greatest Heisman winner was 1971 when Johnny Rodgers won it, and that's still the greatest game, I think, in college football history, was the Nebraska-Oklahoma game that year.
I agree with that statement completely. I first of all, Will, very good, really impressive, and I think the 1971 game between Oklahoma and Nebraska is the single greatest game that has ever been played. And you know, it was 1-2. It was billed by Sports Illustrated as the immovable object versus the irresistible force or something of that nature. The players were incredible. And Johnny Rodgers, you know, again, Johnny Rodgers has led a troubled life after he was done with football. But from a collegiate standpoint, if you want the definition of explosiveness, that was Johnny Rodgers. Johnny Rodgers was an unbelievably explosive player who could change a game in an instant as a punt returner, anytime he touched the ball as a flanker, anytime he touched the ball, and he had a herky-jerky style of movement that just froze defenders that made him really, really unique.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call, and I hope y'all will consider a little bit more the decade significance of Clemson winning, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Will. Excellent job. Yeah. Yeah, look, when you start considering the greatest football games that were ever played, that game was certainly amongst them in the annals of the history of college football. And the talent that was in that game, incredible. But it's Cliff in Spartanburg just wrote, I don't mind the trash talk from the rednecks, but it genuinely hurts when the old man calls in and gently eviscerates. Wait a minute, I've got to find the rest of that text. I don't mind the trash talk from the rednecks, but it genuinely hurts when the old man calls in and gently eviscerates USC fans with cold hard facts. Those are the rival fans you grab a beer with. That's from Cliff in Spartanburg. That's pretty funny. Especially the term gently eviscerate. It's an oxymoron in nature, but it's exactly what just happened.
That was put very well.
It was exactly what just happened. It was a gentle evisceration. That was well done. But Will always brings up some really interesting points, very thoughtful, introspective, and again, I think the if you actually look up the game he's talking about, it's one of the legendary games of all time. And I think the final score of that game was 32-31, or it was something of that sort. And you know, on the one side had Johnny Rogers, the other side had Greg Pruitt. And you know, Pruitt, you know, it's a mystery because I see these per carry averages in the history of college football, and I frequently have seen the single season leaders listed as this or that. Now it's changed some, but I've never quite understood it because Greg Pruitt, I know for a fact, averaged over 9 yards a carry one of those years. I know he averaged over 9 yards a carry, and he averaged something close to that for his career. But when you see these great returners, or you think of these great returners in the game today, Johnny Rogers was insanely talented. And again, you know, his whole career, he's sort of like the football version of a David Thompson or something, in that he was such a dominant figure collegiately that his pro career was disappointing by those standards. You know, and both careers were sidetracked by issues, you know, off-field issues, and they had a lot of them. Did you just look something up, John?
I just looked up the write-up on that 71 Nebraska-Oklahoma game.
Was it 35-31? What was the score?
35-31.
35-31. And what does it say about it? Was the winning score scored by, and as John is my witness, my hands are up in the air. I'm not looking anything up. The winning score scored by Jeff Kinney.
Let me scroll down and see if I can figure that out.
I'm thinking Jeff Kinney might have scored the winning touchdown in that game. Kinney was a fullback type from Nebraska, bruiser, but that's arguably the greatest game ever played.
Yes, it was Jeff Kinney.
Jeff Kinney. How about that?
His fourth touchdown of the game.
How about that? How about that, John?
98 seconds remaining.
98 seconds left.
He finished with 31 carries and 171 yards, much better than Eddie George's career 3.6. He came on with 5.5 in that one. So much better than Eddie George's career NFL numbers.
There you go. John, have you seen this? We may have according to, was it golf.com? Golf.com and others are reporting it now that we may have a head-to-head mano-a-mano battle between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, a made-for-TV event for $10 million.
Maybe about 10 years ago, made-for-TV event.
Maybe about 10 years ago. Exactly right. I mean, you know what? I want to see just how dumb we are as a people. And this is going to be a really good litmus test. We're to determine how dumb we are as a society if we buy into this. You know, we bought into that whole Manny Pacquiao fight that I paid for $100, just a sham, and, you know, two old washed up guys, and I paid my $100 and it was an embarrassment. Here's the thing. I'm not watching this. All right.
I will. I'll watch it.
Oh, no. See, that, John, then you're going to fall in the idiot category described.
I've been roped in with idiots for a long time. I understand that this.
Oh, come on, man.
I think it'll be.
You just explained maybe 10 years ago, and then 2 seconds later, you tell me you're going to watch it?
Yes. because I'll sit there and watch, man, this would have been way better 10 years ago. Part of me also wants to watch these golfers from my childhood and growing up, that they were the two best in the sport, you know, for me growing up, to watch them now. Just a little, I would take more of a nostalgic look at it as, you know, just to watch Tiger and Phil play.
A nostalgic look.
Not from like it's, you know, this is the best golf on the planet. No, it's not going to be the best golf. The first one to get under 80 is going to win. I mean, it's not going to be anything groundbreaking. I'll watch it.
That's very.
But you can rope me in with the idiots on that one.
That's very disappointing, John. Yeah. I mean, look, what if they require you to pay for the event?
I don't do pay-per-view, so, you know, I'll just get on Twitter and follow it that way.
Okay, so you would not pay to watch it?
No.
All right. Well,
no, if it's on TV and I can stream it or something like that.
I was a little worried about you in the last 5 minutes. So that's a little better.
They're not going to get my money, but they probably will get my viewing.
Okay. It's the biggest sucker play ever, you know,
absolutely.
And they're setting us up for it too. I mean, two has-beens, two guys are totally washed up, and we're going to watch them play for $10 million. And Phil Mickelson says, well, that puts a little pressure on you because, you know, $10 million, you know, even if you have it, even if it's your own money, that's a little bit of pressure. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I just think, like, we're suckers. We're suckers for anything. I mean, why do we want to watch two washed-up golfers go at each other for $10 million. And the truth is, I mean, look, I don't know how this is going to play out, but some sponsor's probably going to foot all this money anyway.
Absolutely.
I doubt in all reality. I mean, they may make a show of having one of them write, you know, some giant-sized checkout for $10 million to the other. But do we need to check them and see if they bounce? Maybe we need to check and see if they actually have the money in there first. I don't know.
Not a bad idea.
Texas says, what's the bigger sucker move, that or the Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight? That's true. There's that, too.
Didn't watch a second of Mayweather, and McGregor didn't watch a second of that one.
I did. I paid the money as the bigger sucker. I'm a friggin' idiot. Friggin' idiot.
Yeah, we all make mistakes from time to time. It happens.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to make a mistake on this one, John. I will not be watching Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and anything. What? So, John, based on what you've told me,
right?
If they were to hold this event another 10 years from now, you'd still watch it.
Yeah.
Texas says, while we're at it, let's have Magic Johnson play Larry Bird one-on-one.
I think that I would watch it. I think that'd be hysterical.
Well, I'd rather watch that. Honestly,
I would too. Yeah,
I would rather watch that.
It'd just be a game of horse, and it'd be fascinating. Really. Hey,
let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. Up to 75% off. That's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. Sleep has never been more attainable or more affordable. You know, the Clemson football program did a sleep study, and they determined that you lose 40 minutes of sleep a night, your athletic production across the board suffers. You know, don't let that happen to you in real life. If you're losing 2-3 hours a night, your health is suffering. Your chance of dying, according to a British study, doubles from serious disease. Your productivity goes off the hook. Is just lost. Your productivity is lost. Get your productivity back up and running, back on the hook. Go to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. They now have Certa and Beauty Rest as well. Go see them today. I promise you will thank me later. You know, Texter writes me, where'd it go? I can't find it, of course. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here it is. Remember when Ali, quote, wrestled that Japanese dude? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That was one of the biggest shams of all time. That's Cliff. I can still never remember that guy's name. I can't. I don't know. I have a mental block on his name. And every time I see it, I know it. But it's a good thing I've never asked that in a sports trivia contest. I mean, you know, I think I could probably win any sports trivia contest in the world, crush that guy who used to be on the four-letter network. But if they ask me that question, I will invariably get it wrong because I can't remember that dude's name ever. I always want to say Aoki or something, but I can't recall. But that was the biggest sham ever. Dude crawled around the whole time, and Ali, like, stood near him.
Sounds riveting.
It was until this. This is actually a bigger sham. Two total wash-ups and are going to play for 10 minutes. You know, look, that the truth is that's what lefty's always been good at. You know, look, here's the thing. When you look at the careers of those two guys, mm-hmm. I mean, lefty existed in Tiger's shadow.
Yep.
But the one thing lefty has always been good at, I mean, he's like a professional gambler. You know, he's been betting on golf his whole life, and he's a shot crafter and a shot maker. So we'll see. We'll take a quick break. Waltip to the Road Rage. We'll be right back.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the...
Celebrate your independence now till the end of July at Hendrick Honda Easley. Have you heard of Honda Sensing? Honda Sensing is our exclusive intelligence suite of safety and driver-assistive technologies designed to alert you to things you might miss while driving. Lane Keep Assist, Adaptive Cruise Control, and Collision Mitigation Braking System, to name just a few. Up on the hill, it's Hendrick Honda Easley. Escape the everyday and enjoy the experience. Hendrick Honda Easley, where we make it fast, fair, easy, and transparent.
Can you feel it? The most wonderful time of the year is almost here. That moment you've waited and long anticipated for is just around the corner. The Tigers will be hitting the field in September head to toe in their gear, but will you be as game day ready? Tiger Sports Shop has everything you need to be a Tiger through and through this football season. For hats, t-shirts, tailgate gear, Nike apparel, and more, visit our family-owned and operated and newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard or in downtown Clemson, 364 College Avenue.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Patio, pool, or porch ready for 4th of July entertaining with new outdoor furniture during the Craft Stove Store and Patio 4th of July sale. We have a huge selection now in stock and ready for immediate delivery, and all at special 4th of July sale prices. Shop and save today for America's best outdoor furniture and be ready for the 4th of July entertaining at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
You have the Samsung Galaxy S9. You are holding the fastest smartphone in your hands. It's the fastest smartphone in your house, in your workplace, in your city. Which means you can scroll faster, load faster, stream faster, watch faster, and search faster. All because you have the Samsung Galaxy S9. The fastest smartphone ever.
Analysis by Ookla, speed test intelligent data for February to April 2018, comparing mean download speeds, weighted averages on major nationwide carriers, 4G LTE network results.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. You on in, you're welcome to 654-7627, 654-7627. Grayson Allen up to his usual tricks in Summer League, trying to put Trae Young in an arm lock on a jump shot. Trae Young not used to that. Trae Young usually fires up jump shots without at will, no contact, but not when you play Grayson Allen. And that led to a lot of people on my Twitter feed suggesting that it won't be long before somebody knocks Grayson Allen out. I tend to agree with that. This, you don't have your protected citizenship status anymore. This isn't Duke Grayson. And you're still a punk. I mean, I'm sorry. He's always been a punk. He's still a punk. And it's what he is. I mean, he's the biggest punk I've ever seen, ever. I don't like to use that word. There are certain connotations with that word that I don't care for. But in his case, I'm sorry, it's just totally accurate. I mean, the guy spent his whole career tripping people intentionally, has gotten away with it because his coach has allowed for it, his league has allowed for it, and it's become accepted, and it's become okay. And Mike Krzyzewski has excused it away pathetically at every turn. And again, Mike Krzyzewski, one of the most disingenuous fools on the planet, who, if this was being done to his team, he would scream about it. I mean, if a Clemson player ever tripped a Duke player intentionally, Mike Krzyzewski's head would spin around. But it's okay for a Duke player to, with this constant cheap shot. You know, think about the things that Mike Krzyzewski is supposed to stand for. Think about the things he's an Army guy, the things he's supposed to stand for. The alleged discipline, the structure, the solid thinker, the tough guy, all this stuff, the things he's supposed to stand for, at the end of the day, he doesn't really stand for any of it. It's all bogus, all big sham. You know, again, at one point he was highly critical of one and dones. Then he just started recruiting them. You know, the same thing as Saban. He's essentially the same guy. You know, and he stood by and allowed this kind of stuff over and over and over again. And it doesn't stop. He's been the biggest Grayson Allen apologist. Instead of offering real discipline and getting it to stop and realizing that he was potentially endangering other players with his childish conduct, and now that conduct has moved on to the NBA. In a summer league game, he's doing the same type of stuff. And for the people who wrote that someone's going to punch him in the face, oh, someone is. I mean, it's coming. Grayson Allen's time to be knocked out cold is coming. And I, for one, can't wait to see it.
You and me both.
I cannot wait to see somebody knock him cold. Right on the chin, good night. Someone who's not going to tolerate that crap. This is the NBA. This is not college basketball. There is no one left to protect you. No one. No one. And it's coming. I can't wait. I just can't wait. I mean, did you see the play, John?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see him put him in the arm lock?
Ridiculous.
I mean, You know, he's just a punk.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing good to say about him. You know, and people get enamored when he dunks in warmups. He's always been able to dunk. He won dunk contests in high school. It's his lateral quickness that's in question. His ability to guard actual NBA players by moving his feet from side to side, which he was never able to do collegiately. So it doesn't stand to reason that he's going to be able to level off NBA guards. I can't wait for this guy to be exposed in every way possible, and I can't wait for somebody to knock him out. I mean, Texas says Draymond Green will pop him. I don't care who it is. I mean, he'd be the littlest guy around. Someone, there are tough little guys in the NBA, too. Mm-hmm. Someone is going to knock him out. It's not going to be long. I mean, it's just you cannot get away with that stuff in that league. I mean, even back when Bill Laimbeer was cheap-shotting people, people took punches at him. Bird and Parrish both threw punches at him. So someone is going to knock Grayson Allen out. And you know what? I don't even know if that'll fix it, but that's the only thing that will fix it. You know, Mike Krzyzewski should have taken care of this long ago, but he allowed Grayson Allen to continue his punkish ways and did nothing about it. And in fact, he became the great enabler. I mean, he's the guy, he's really the reason that Grayson Allen was able to continue it.
Absolutely.
You know, because he never enacted any discipline over it at all. It's just shameful.
I mean, his suspension, Grayson Allen's suspension, came when Coach K was out with having back surgery, right?
Yeah, no, exactly right. Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson in negotiations for their $10 million match. Mr. Anna Fender says, Walt, please go 100% road rage on this today. We must end the Tiger propaganda machine. Yeah, you know, we already hit that a little, Mr. Fender, but yeah, no, look, it's just an embarrassment. I mean, we are just a nation of suckers. If anybody cares for that at all, I mean, watching two washed up guys in a golf match again, as the Texas said earlier, you'd rather watch Magic and Bird play one on one. I would too. I have zero interest in watching these two guys who both have all sorts of money. So the money is pointless. And again, some sponsor's going to pay for it anyway. So it's not like they'll sit there and act like they're writing the check and all that stuff, but it's not really coming out of their pockets. This is something they're going to sell us. You know, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like we're the biggest suckers on earth. I mean, we buy, and I've been part of it. You know, I've said I wouldn't do some of these things, and then I've done them. Now, there have been times I've said I wouldn't partake in things, and I didn't do them. Like when they tried to give us Alabama LSU 2, the Incest Bowl 2, I said I said on air, and most of you people listening know this, I said on air that I would not watch that game. That I wasn't asking the world to sit out with me. I didn't expect to be able to impact the course of anyone else's activity. It was just a personal thing for me. It wasn't even a statement. It was, I just refused to watch that game again. It was a bogus championship. Everyone knew Oklahoma State should have been in that game. That LSU-Bama game should never have been played again. And I said I would not watch that game, and I held absolutely true to my word. To this day, I have never watched that game. And I watch everything, everything, but I did not watch that game. But I did. I did sucker up for some of this, the McGregor crap and, you know, and some of this the Manny Pacquiao fight. I paid for those things. I have to admit, sucker. I paid the $100 or whatever it was. In each case, I paid the $100. I don't know how this deal's going to work. I don't know if they plan on trying to make this a pay-per-view event, but I am not watching this. I'm not watching this at all. I mean, I don't care. I mean, who cares which of those old guys wins that and pockets $10 million from some average? Who cares? How does it change anything? And by the way, Tiger Woods never going to win another major again, but he can probably beat Phil Mickelson. You know, You know, I said that, although, again, this is sort of the only thing that has ever really mattered to Lefty. I mean,
right.
You know, for years and years, it seemed like Lefty was never going to win a major, then he won majors, but it always seemed like he was content with being second. It didn't bother him. He was like the Carmelo Anthony of golf. You know, it didn't bother him as long as he was making money, and he was making money, and he was probably making more money away from the tournaments than he was in the tournaments. Because Mickelson is a notorious gambler. So, you know, if you ask me, this is probably not the first $10 million bet Phil Mickelson has made. I'll bet you he's made other $10 million bets. Lots of them. And most of them have to do with golf, I'm sure. But, you know, I don't know. Joseph writes, doesn't it look like Trey Young instigated and he reacted? He did go further than needed, but he's a fish out of water, so maybe he's doing what he needs to fit in. I'd say that last part's the right part, Joseph, because no, I didn't think Trae Young instigated anything. I would say it's the last part that he's a fish out of water, so he's doing what he needs to fit in. Yeah, you know, look, when you're not as talented as the people around you, you're going to try and take advantage any way you can, and maybe he's doing that. Maybe he's doing that. John, all my clocks seem to be out of whack for the moment. So let's go to break. Are we at break?
A little bit early, but yeah, we can go for break.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. Walt Tiptoe, Rud Rage. We'll be back.
The countdown is on. 57 days till Clemson football on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics.
Man in motion. Right to left, make the pitch to him, back the pass. Looking downfield, here comes some pressure, and down he'll go as he'll get sacked in the backfield. Sterling Johnson got to him, and Sterling now comes up with his third sack of the year.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Hey Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at LakesideLodgeClemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Well, locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
It's your daughter's graduation party, but you're not sure what to serve your family and friends? Don't worry, Tom's Barbecue has your back. Tom's Barbecue serves hundreds of catered events and knows what the people want. Good food. Brock here, owner of Tom's Barbecue with my wife Beth, and we understand the value of a great catered event. Whether it is a graduation party, wedding, company event, or birthday celebration, you name it, we can cater it. Give us a call at 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Every home is unique. That's why I, the Orkin Man, rely on science.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Whoa, you have a problem.
Yeah, cockroaches.
Well, frogs do eat roaches. It's great that you tried to take care of it yourself. But I prefer using the latest science from our entomologists to customize a treatment for your home. It'll help get rid of the cockroaches without all the mess. Ooh, did that one just...
Yep, right into my cereal.
Orkin, pest control down to a science. Visit Orkin.com for a free estimate.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
You gotta calm down. You're getting a little emotional.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. Let me tell you about My Garage by Essex. Lester and Roxana Essex, to be specific. Great couple. Great people. They'll be glad to help you. They serve the entire upstate in North Carolina for more than a decade. Their team has over 100 years combined experience in the automotive repair industry. They specialize in computer diagnostics, engine repair, strong focus on preventative maintenance, suspension works, brakes, AC, heating, anything you need. My Garage by Essex can handle it. The only things they don't do are body work and paint. Other than that, they handle it all. You know, Lester used to be a designer for the Ford Motor Company, and he designed the building that they're at. He wanted transparency in the industry, felt it was lacking, so he put these giant diamond-shaped windows in the lounge so that you can actually sit there in comfort and watch your vehicle being worked on right under your nose. How about that? Who do you think does that? I think obviously someone who with integrity who's honest. And that's what My Garage is well known for. They're also well known for their work on the exotics, Mercedes, BMW, Land Rover, Porsche, Infiniti, Lexus. But Lester wants you to know they'll work on any make and model of vehicle, even a 73 Pinto. Just don't back it in when you come. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer, Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Continental. They can do many, many other brands. They'll give you a complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. They'll also give you a 32-point inspection with any oil change if you mention my name. Call them today. I should tell you this, too. They have robotic alignments. A human being never touches your vehicle. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen, and it's perfect every single time. How many times have you got an alignment, you got in, you realized your toe is off and the steering wheel pulls to the left or something? Not at My Garage by Essex. Call them, set up your appointment, 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson, 551 Old Greenville Highway, 864-633-5800, 864-633-5800. All right, John, I want to take a look, and I believe you've pulled these up, players selected to represent the teams at ACC Media Days. Mm-hmm. I often find this interesting. Sometimes it means nothing. Other times it's pretty significant. Sometimes coaches choose players because they're choosing upperclassmen, experienced leaders of your football team. Other times, there's a motivational ploy at play. Coaches will choose a particular guy because he wants to get the most out of him, and it's like a vote of confidence in him to try and get him to live up to the expectations. So there are many different reasons why these players are chosen to represent the respective teams. All right, John, so what do you have from the top?
Starting alphabetical order, with Boston College, we have tight end Tommy Sweeney and defensive end Zach Allen.
Well, now Allen is going to play in the National Football League. For those who don't know Allen, Allen's a monster. He has a little bit of J.J. Watt going on. That's who Allen is. And Sweeney is well known throughout the league, quality tight end. Boston College, again, is going to be a surprise team this year. And those two guys will be big reasons why. Could they have gone in another direction? Sure. But I think those two guys are pretty self-explanatory. You're talking upperclassmen, one on each side of the ball, which you often see. Not very surprising picks by BC, given that their superstar on offense is still a young player in A.J. Dillon.
All right. Next, we have Clemson. Offensive tackle Mitch Hyatt, defensive end Cleveland Farrell.
Yeah. And obviously, this created a lot of attention when these names were released because there was no Kelly Bryant. You know, I think it's pretty simple. I don't think Dabo Sweeney wanted to spend a weekend answering questions about the quarterback thing. Most particularly, I don't think he wanted Kelly Bryant to face the onslaught of questions in relation to the quarterback position and Trevor Lawrence and all that. And the easiest way to do that is not to put him in that situation. On the other hand, it does raise some suspicion, some eyebrows when you talk about, you know, a guy who is supposed to be the experienced leader of your football team and he's not there. So, you know, it's an interesting situation. I think you have to be careful not to read too much into that. Now, again, I have always read a little bit into all these selections. If there are people speculating that this means that the job is Trevor Lawrence's, my guess is that speculation is probably not accurate. I think that's a reach, an overreach. I don't think that's what I would read into these selections.
I agree.
In the selections that you have made, you have a defensive and offensive line leader on each side. You might wonder why it isn't Christian Wilkins.
I believe Christian went last year.
He went last year, yeah, I think so.
That may be.
But all you have then is an offensive line leader and a defensive line leader, and it seems pretty innocuous, and I wouldn't make too much of it. And I think you need a big year out of both of those guys. I think Cleveland Farrell is capable of more than he gave you last year, especially from a sack number standpoint. And I think with the dominant defensive tackles that Clemson has, you should get more out of Cleveland Farrell from a number standpoint, because the first thing they do is to teach any quarterback to avoid pressure is to avoid perimeter pressure is to step up in the pocket. You don't have that luxury against Clemson because the pocket is collapsing in your face, and that in turn should lead to bigger numbers for your edge guys. They're the guys who collect the sacks as a result of the interior pressure. Therefore, I would expect Cleveland Farrell to have a big year. Mitch Hyatt needs to have a big year, not just for the team, but for himself. You know, obviously he has NFL aspirations, and his stock, for whatever reason, had slipped a little bit. And I think that I think this is a big year for Mitch Hyatt, and something tells me he's going to deliver. So I'm interested to see it, and I think it'll be fascinating to see those two players at ACC Media Days and hear what they have to say. So Clemson's two selections are those two players. Who's next on the list, John?
Next on the list is Duke. You have quarterback Daniel Jones and linebacker Joe Giles-Harris.
Well, Joe Giles-Harris is all over the field. He makes plays all over the field. Of course, a lot of those plays are 5 yards down the field, but he makes plays all over the field. And, you know, every team would like to have a guy like that. So that's not surprising. He's the leader of that defense. Daniel Jones needs to be the leader of the offense. He needs to play better than he played a year ago. He's a major disappointment last year, quite honestly. You're talking about a guy with 6'5 and arm strength, but regressed last year. You don't see many quarterbacks regress under Cutcliffe. That's sort of his area of expertise. And he generally does a really good job bringing along quarterbacks, which is why Daniel Jones's regression last year was so surprising. I thought that Jones would be significantly better than he was. He was not good last year. When I say not good, I mean, like, he was borderline terrible. He was really inconsistent. His completion percentage wasn't good. He just wasn't good, and he needs to play a lot better. And so I think this selection is sort of one of those motivating selections. It's like, look, if we're going to do anything, you're going to need to be the leader of our offense. You're going to have to take responsibility. You're going to have to play better. And I think that's the basis of that selection. Thoughts, John?
I agree with you. I thought that his play was a little inconsistent last year, and that, you're right, usually you don't see quarterbacks regress under Cutcliffe. Usually it's quite the opposite. He usually seems to get the most out of his quarterbacks that a lot of people probably couldn't.
Yep.
And
so, but I'm not, I think those are two logical picks for Duke. So no issues with those selections.
Next team on the list is Florida State. Top 10 running back draft pick, Cam Akers, and defensive end, Brian Burns.
Oh, John's now projecting the NFL draft.
No, I was saying from your draft.
Oh, okay. From our running back draft yesterday,
yes.
Good man, John. Yeah. You're all over it.
Trying to keep it all together here.
That's it, John. All right, so Cam Akers and who?
Brian Burns, defensive end.
You know, again, I think that's a motivational tactic. They need pass rush from him, and I think he'll give it to him. Cam Akers is obviously an incredible talent. You know, new coaching staff, interesting choices, you know, two very gifted players. You know, Florida State, I think Florida State's going to be a better football team than people expect, but the problem is the schedule's much more difficult than it's been in recent years. That's the dilemma they're going to face. But interesting choices by Florida State, and as John's correct, Cam Akers, top 10 road rage running back. In fact, what was he at, 7?
Was he at 7? Give me 1 second. I'm pulling it up real quick. I can confirm that for you.
That's all right. I think he was at 7.
He was 7. Correct. Yep.
All right. So that's Florida State. Who's after the Noles?
Georgia Tech, quarterback Taquan Marshall, and linebacker Brant Mitchell.
Yeah, those aren't surprising choices. Georgia Tech needs a big, healthy year out of Taquan Marshall. I think he's, you know, well suited to run that offense. He needs to improve as a passer a little bit, but I think he has the capability to do that. Mitchell's a big, physical inside linebacker, run stuffer, a little better athlete than people realize, and I guess one of the leaders of that defense now. You have a new coaching staff, a new defensive staff there. I think they're going to be much more aggressive. It's going to be interesting to see how that develops and what Mitchell's role in that is. I think two pretty logical selections for Georgia Tech.
I would agree. Next team is Louisville. Wide receiver Jalen Smith, linebacker Jonathan Greenard.
And this tells you why they're going to suck.
They're going to be so bad.
This, you know, it's not that they're bad players. It's just that this is where Louisville is. I think Louisville is headed for a very difficult year. I think they're actually going to be pretty good at the quarterback position, but I'm concerned about the rest of that team. I just don't think they've recruited well enough. I think the division that they're in is getting better and better, and I don't see Louisville getting better. I see Wake Forest getting better. I see Boston College getting better. I see Syracuse getting better, but I don't see Louisville getting better. I think Louisville is a team that's sort of losing ground and losing a foothold, and this could be a long year for Louisville. I mean, I could see them losing to all those teams I just mentioned.
Absolutely.
You know, so... this is like the year, remember a couple of years back, like Mark Richt's first trip, they brought the punter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you bring the punter to ACC Media Days, you're probably screwed. All right, what else do you have?
Next is Miami.
Speaking of Miami.
He didn't bring a punter this time. He's taking some skill players here. Wide receiver Amon Richards.
Now that's surprising to me. And here's what we have. We have an absolute motivational case, because when this kid first came on the scene, he looked like he had superstar written all over him.
Absolutely.
And then since then, it's been nothing but decline. He looked, honestly, I thought he looked lazy and disinterested at times. There was an injury there, but I also thought he just looked lazy and disinterested. And if Miami is going to aspire to big goals this year, like winning the division, like getting to the ACC championship game again, there's no question that Amon Richards is going to have to play like an experienced version of the player that we saw as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
He was not that a year ago.
No, and then they're also taking safety Jaquan Johnson.
Well, you know, he's probably the leader of that defense, guy who's involved and around the ball all the time. So that's not surprising. I mean, but from a Miami perspective, I'm still a little worried about those choices. I think those choices say something. We'll see. The over-under on Miami, the total is 10. It's an easy win. It's under 10 was the play, and we've already given that out. All right, so that's Miami. Who's up next? You know what? I'll tell you. Before we get to that, let me tell you about my friends at Kiwi Financial Group. Listen. Greg Wales has been in business since 1996. Greg is a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor. He's not tied to any big box advising firm. That allows him to select the appropriate investment for every client without pushing any expensive proprietary products. They offer a diverse group of financial solutions at Kiwi Financial and Greg Wales, investments, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, even alternative investments. Which is a pretty cool thing, really. You need to check that out and see what's available. Insurance solutions like life, health, Medicare supplements, disability, Social Security maximization planning. Don't file for benefits before you get a proper evaluation, before you know what you're doing, how you're going to do it, when you're going to do it, how it will best benefit you. Greg Wales will walk you through all of this. Retirement income planning. Are you approaching retirement income? Are you unsure how to structure your assets and retirement income to make it last your lifetime? How about college planning for your children or grandchildren? Estate planning solutions. We'll work with your attorney and tax pro to properly structure your estate. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call Greg today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll free, 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816, or visit the website at KiwiFG.com. It's Greg Wales. It's Kiwi Financial. Greg's the man. Really smart guy. Call him today. Set up your appointment. I'll be right back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCC.